All right, you guys are gonna love this one. I have two clips to show you. In the first clip, Joe Rogan is gloating about how Republicans are the party of free speech, how they want comedy to become comedy again. Well, that was before Trump took office. We now have a new clip of Joe Rogan from this week reacting to Jimmy Kimmel Live being pulled off the air, and he seems quite disturbed. Now, Jimmy Kimmel made innocuous comments about Charlie Kirk. Fox News hosts make worse comments in their morning shows, literally every single morning, about homeless people. Joe Rogan makes crazy jokes too. I'm sure he doesn't want to see comedians being targeted. And this dude comes to a realization, like every single week, that Republicans are actually the bad guys. And then throughout that next week, Joe Rogan huffs whatever MAGA paint he's sniffing in his algorithm, and then he returns to being MAGA. But, you know, every once in a while, he does realize, wait, Trump is the bad guy. So let's start with this clip of Joe Rogan from a few months ago.
Republicans now are in favor of free speech. The Republicans want to end the wars. They want to stop contributing to foreign countries. They want comedy to be comedy again. They don't want restrictions on people's behavior and thinking. And the Democrats have developed this sort of like cult-like idea of what everyone should accept. You guys are you're just a bunch of fucking assholes who are using these subjects as a way where you can behave incredibly shitty.
Oh, so the Democratic Party is cult-like and behaves in an incredibly shitty way. I like how he's listing off all of these things. He said ending wars. He said they're in favor of free speech. Guess what? Trump has failed to end any war. Trump has reversed more free speech norms than any president in history, and Joe Rogan seems to be realizing this. Now, I do want to say, just because Jimmy Kimmel was put back on the air, it's a good thing, that does not mean Trump wasn't using the FCC to pressure Sinclair and other groups. In fact, I think this only bolsters the argument that this was public intimidation. Jimmy Kimmel didn't lose his show, so, you know, Disney and ABC didn't get fully canceled. But Trump got to show. He got to give people a taste of what happens when you criticize him too harshly. Even Sarah Longwell from The Bulwark says, "Right-wingers are arguing that Jimmy Kimmel coming back on air is proof that claims of authoritarianism and censorship are unfounded. Actually, it's proof that sufficient public blowback to caving to an authoritarian censorship can cause companies to uncave," which I do find very true. That's why we need to continue to push and make sure that we never cave. But there's another point that I want to build on top of that. Donald Trump got what he wanted. Even this few-day suspension of Jimmy Kimmel creates this public chilling effect, creates this erosion of free speech, and now comedians or the writers from some of these shows, because I assume they have writing teams, I know they have writing teams, the writers are now second guessing, is this an okay joke to make? Are we going to get pulled off the air temporarily for making this exact joke? And the answer could be yes. Remember, Donald Trump said he wants to go after The View next. He wants to investigate The View. What do you mean investigate The View? What is Whoopi Goldberg doing that you need to investigate? The president should not be calling for this. And Joe Rogan talked about this today. Now, I know a lot of people hate when I even play Joe Rogan, but the reality is he is number one or number two on the podcast charts, depending on what day it is, in the entire globe. So he does have a cultural footprint, and it's worth covering these things. It's worth pushing back when necessary or showing when he's changing his mind, because it could indicate a weak spot in the Republican zeitgeist. So let's play this and let's dissect.
Whole Jimmy Kimmel situation that is happening right now.
Yeah, wild.
Very wild. Okay, first of all, the FCC is you have to have a license to broadcast, which is kind of crazy when you think about what that means now. Because, like, what does it mean? It used to mean that you used to have a license to broadcast because you were going to influence so many people. They had to make sure that you were on the up and up, right? So they had to make sure that you didn't swear. So if you had a license and you were on CBS or NBC or ABC, you could not swear, right? That was the rule. And then along came cable. And somehow or another, cable
changed the
is
game.
A different thing, right? Because cable, you have to pay for it, I guess, so it's different. And so then some of the channels you don't have to pay for. It used to be the only ones that swore were like HBO, where you had to pay for. And then all of a sudden it became kind of any of them, because they realized, like, hey, we don't, like FX, we can swear, guys. Like, we only don't swear because we want to think of ourselves as TV.
Right.
But HBO was like, you know, with The Sopranos, with HBO comedy specials in the beginning, that was a big one. You could just swear. Movies, you didn't have to bleep anything out. Just wild. And so these what you're dealing with even the, like, first of all, I definitely don't think that the government should be involved ever in dictating what a comedian can or cannot say in a monologue. That's right. Fucking crazy.
It's crazy.
Now, if the problem is the companies, if they're being pressured by the government, so if that's real, and if people on the right are like, yeah, go get them, oh my God, you're crazy. You're crazy for supporting this because this will be used on you. You don't think that the fucking globalist lizard people who run the world are sitting here going, great, what do we got, 3 years? We'll wait this out. We'll wait this out. Yeah. Let them say the government should be involved in censoring people's speech. Mm-mm. Yeah. Let them support that. Let these fucking dumbasses, because Jimmy Kimmel's a leftist, let these dumbasses think it's a good idea and we should celebrate that. Yeah.
That's the most toxic shit.
Okay, first of all, I love how Joe Rogan has to frame it through the lizard people globalist framing, saying that in 3 years, Democrats are going to come back and censor this. That's the entire framework that Republicans are using. They're not even saying that this is bad right now. A lot of people are saying this could be bad in 3 or 4 years if a Democratic administration were willing to use this against us. And here lies part of the problem. This is one of the major problems when communicating these issues. A lot of people think that Democrats already did this. A lot of people both sides it to hell, and when Donald Trump does something incredibly corrupt, or when Tom Homan takes a bribe, or Trump censors a TV station, a lot of people think, well, Democrats already targeted people, when there is nothing to prove that. People think that Joe Biden and Merrick Garland were out there targeting people. They were soft, honestly. They were very, very soft, and I wish they weren't. I want to end this off with a video of Joe Rogan falling for an AI Tim Walz video. Have you guys seen this? There's a video of Tim Walz going around that is completely fake AI, of him doing this crazy dance on an escalator like he's some gymnast, and Joe Rogan fell for it. You gotta be careful for AI. It's crazy out there.
You know what's really fun?
Yeah.
When someone is in that whole race and running for president or vice president, and then the race is over and they realize that person was a liability, so they cut them off.
And you never
and
hear
then that person
them.
Goes wacky like Tim Walz.
That's right.
Did you see where he had a fuck Trump shirt on?
Yeah.
And he's dancing and going down an elevator? Have you seen this video?
I haven't
seen
it. Please play it. I haven't seen it.
Please, Jamie, find that
Tim
video.
Well, Tim Walz is...
But this is weird.
That was a big mistake.
Oh, a huge mistake.
They should have picked Josh Shapiro from... Yes. The governor of Pennsylvania.
I think they're worried about the Jewish thing.
Well, of course, it's a big swing state, and it would have been better.
Okay, you go full screen. On
is
this.
That really this
yes?
him?
No, it's not real.
It's real.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
AI generated.
No, it's real.
No, look, I can tell it's not real.
I would love it. It's real.
It's not real.
It's got to be real.
It has to be real.
It has to be real.
Jamie.
Come on, man.
Jamie's compromised.
Look at him dancing. That is so real, Jamie.
By the way, if this was real, he might have won.
It's probably a real person. It might not be Tim Walz. The fuck Trump is.
This is what Joe Rogan thinks it is. He thought Tim Walz recorded a video of him smacking his own ass. It's like a real person that looks like Tim Walz. What?
One.
It's probably a real person. It might not be Tim Walz. The fuck Trump is AI generated.
No, he slaps his ass.
I mean, that is hilarious.
Oh, it's definitely him. This is all 100% real, Jamie. You're a plant by the government.
Jamie's compromised, and I'm worried about Jamie, and I'm worried about Grok.
Does it say...
Jamie is the producer who's in the background calling out, hey, that's fake. I'll have my editor turn it up in post, but you can hear specific portions where Jamie goes, hey, that's fake. That's not real. And Joe Rogan goes, no, I love it. It has to be real.
Say that it's AI?
I mean, yes.
You say it's AI.
No, the video...
Everybody says it?
The video I played on top says it's AI generated.
Rep. Oh, Riley so Moore what? Fell for an AI generated video of Minnesota Go. I fell for it too. And you know why I fell for it?
Yeah.
Because I believe that he's capable of.
Oh my Lord. You believe he's capable of doing it. This is the dumbest talking point. Republicans are always like, oh, but the fact that I thought it could have been real actually shows how bad the Democrats are. No. It shows how dumb you are. I'm going to leave it there. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video. And peace out.